Hey guys, I hope your Tuesday is going great. Welcome to the Wake Up Kid podcast. My name is Jeremy and my co-host for the week is
Macy Kane.
Macy Kane. And Macy Kane, I am 48 years old. How old are you, Macy Kane?
7 years
old, second grade, is that right?
Yes.
7 year old second grader. She is a theologian. This week, Macy, we're talking about this question. What is God?
God is a spirit.
God is a spirit. That's what the Bible says. And so, Macy, that's different. Your spirit is different from your body, and our body sometimes can be weak. You know what I'm saying? Like, who is the strongest person you know? Don't say me. That would be embarrassing.
I don't know.
You don't know? Who's the weakest person you know?
My brother.
Your brother's strong. Your dad's strong. But here's the truth. No matter who the strongest person in the world is, like if you thought of some Olympic weightlifter who was super, super strong, he still would only be so strong. There would be something that he wasn't strong enough to do. You know what I mean? Like, I guess what I'm trying to say is our bodies aren't perfect, you know? Like, even the tallest person isn't tall enough to see over every wall. Even the strongest person isn't strong enough to lift everything. There are things about our bodies that aren't good enough or strong enough, things that we can't do because we live in this human body. But God doesn't have that same problem. Today, our friend who's doing the devotion will be talking about that a little bit. But before that, here's a wonderful joke of the day.
Knock, knock. No. Banana. Knock, knock. No. Banana. Knock, knock. No. Banana. Banana. Knock, knock. No. Banana. Banana. Who? Knock, knock. No. Banana. Banana. Who? Knock, knock. Who's down? Banana. Banana. Knock, knock. Who's down? Banana. Banana. Knock, knock. Who's now? Orange. Aren't you? Aren't you glad that I didn't say banana?
Hey, kid. This is Haley. And it is completely time for you to wake up. This week, we are focusing on the fact that God is a spirit. Have you ever thought about how your body keeps you from doing some things? You can only pick up the things your body will let you pick up. You can't swim down and see what's at the very bottom of the ocean. Your body won't let you. You'll drown or be crushed by the water above you. Our imperfect, limited bodies keep us from doing certain things. Of course, God could have created a perfect, superhuman body for himself that was strong enough to lift anything. He could give himself a body that could survive without oxygen or get oxygen from water like a fish. But a body limits you in other ways. Most obviously, because you have a body, you are only ever in one place at a time, but not God. He is everywhere. Because he is not made of physical materials like you and I, he is literally able to exist in every place at once. In Jeremiah chapter 23, God reminds us that he is a God who is nearby and far away. He is everywhere on earth and in the heavens. God is a spirit. He is not stuck in one place. Instead, God is everywhere.